Okay, five words. Parshas Kisavo, Tavshin Hayin Zayin. Our learning should be in Chosufu Shlema, Baruch Tzvi Benuf Kabasya, Soch Sharchol Yisrael. Idea number one. Pasuk is Vahaya Kisavo Aretz. When you come to the land, we know that the Torah talks about Bikurim, but I just want to be able to share a very interesting thought from the Chesk of Kushmir. Chesk of Kushmir, where Majid comes from. What happened was there was a visitor that once came to the Chesk of Kushmir. And he was from Eretz Yisrael. So the Rabbi of Kushmir, he turned to his guest, and he said, "You know why?" He turned to his guest who actually came from Eretz Yisrael, and he said, "Do you know why it's called Eretz Yisrael and it's not called Eretz Avraham or Eretz Yitzchak? Why is it specifically called Eretz Yisrael?" So the visitor said, "I'll tell you why. Because if they called it Eretz Avraham, then people would have tainos, people would have complaints that maybe Yishmael also was a son of Avraham. And if you called it Eretz Yitzchak, the Esav, the people, the children of Esav would also make a claim. But if you call Eretz Yisrael, then everyone knows it's just the 12th Shvatim." So the Rebbe said it's a beautiful answer. And then he gave his own answer. He said, "You want to know why it's called Eretz Yisrael?" He says, "Because a person can only have a chelik, a real heritage, a real portion into the Holy Land, only if you act keben Yisrael. Only if you act like a true Jew. It's called Eretz Yisrael because you can only feel the Kedusha, you can only feel the love of the holiness of the land if you actually act as a Jew. You can't just live in Israel. You can live in Eretz Yisrael and not feel the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. It's called Eretz Yisrael because when you act like a Jew, then you can feel the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael." He liked the answer also, but he gave his own deeper answer. Beautiful idea. Moving on to idea number two. Idea number two, the Pasuk says, Pasuk of Perchavav, Pasuk Hei, Vanisa, Vamara, Telefnei Hashem Elokecha. And the Tefer Shlomo writes a very interesting Lashon. Vanisa, he says, what's the deeper message of the word Vanisa? Vanisa is a Lashon of Anava. And he says, you should put the comma over there. Vanisa, then Vamara, Telefnei Hashem Elokecha. What does the word Vanisa mean according to Tefer Shlomo? He says it's a code word for Anava. It's a code word that you shall call out, Vanisa, you call out, and then you say before Kadosh Baruch Hu. Says the version of Anisa, the lashon of Anava. Says that any time you're going to Avodas Hashem, first you have to have Anava. Vanisa kama, you have Anava. You realize that you have shiflus. Then you'll be zochah va'amar to fenel Hashem mechach. Then you'll be able to speak in front of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Then you'll be able to daven in front of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we say. Hashem sifsai tiftach fil giti lasecha. Before you daven, a Jew has to daven, and he has to realize what he's doing. That's why they say from Rav Tzadok, we say in Elokai Netzor, an idea we've mentioned before, but I think it bears very important to repeat. We said in the Kayan Sefer, "Nafshi ka'af l'kol tia Hashem, you should make my soul like dust." And then we say, "Psach b'bi b'sor secha." And then we say, you should open a heart. Because in anything out of Avodas Hashem, in Torah and Tefillah, first it's got to be with another. First it's got to feel like you're at the door, and you feel like you're putting all your hopes into this one thing. You start with humility. Beautiful idea from the Tefer Shlomo. Moving on to idea number three, it's actually the same pasuk, Perchavav pasuk hey. Just to end in the next pasuk, you should answer, Arami Oved Avi, Ayerim Mitzrayma. When your son will ask you how do we get to Egypt, you should tell him that the Aramanian would have destroyed my father and we descended to Egypt. We know from Chazal, Rashi quotes, this is according to Lavan, who chased after Yaakov, and he chased Rachel, and he switched Rachel. Now, yeah, but the obvious question is, and the Al Shachakarsh really picks up on this, what does Lavan have to do with getting to Egypt? It seems like left field. Okay, so Lavan made this whole thing with Rachel and Leah, but what's the whole thing? What's the kesher? What's the connection between Lavan, Arami Oved Avi, and Vayeri Mitzrayma? So the Al Shach says so beautifully. He says, if it wasn't of the tricks of Lavan, that Yaakov, if Lavan didn't trick, and he would have let Rachel marry Leah first, what would have happened? Yosef would have actually been the Bechor of Yaakov. Yosef would have been the firstborn of Yaakov. And if he was the firstborn, his brothers would have never got jealous of him, and they never would have sold Yosef to Egypt. And they never would have actually even been in Mitzrayim. They never would have been in Mitzrayim because Yosef was the firstborn. The fact is that Lavan did this whole thing with tricking Leah and Rachel. Now Yosef was with the younger brother. That actually caused Yosef to go down to Egypt. So beautiful connection of why Lavan and Mitzrayim. What does Lavan have to do with Mitzrayim? Because if Rachel married Yaakov first, Yosef would have been the firstborn. Which I think the message is, I don't think the Al Shach says this, but maybe we could say that sometimes when things don't go our way, There's always a message. There's always a lesson. There's always something. There's always a reason for that. And that was the reason for that. And sometimes when things are hard, we always have to try to be able to see the deeper message and everything. Moving on, idea number four. Idea number four comes to us for the Ben Ish Chai. It was the Ben Ish Chai's yahrzeit today. Yud Gimel Elul. I thought it'd be very apropos to say an idea from him. I know after all the klolos, you know, Chazal say we say all the klolos before Rosh Hashanah and before Shavuos, Kisav v'Mechusa, just get them out of the way. So one of the first things after the klolos, the pasuk says Ubo Alecha Kol Abrachos Ha'Elavi Hisigucha, and all the blessings will come upon you and overtake you. Kisishma b'Kol Hashem l'Kecha, and if you listen to the voice of Kadosh Baruch Hu, your God. The Ben Ish Chai says, he asks a very simple question. The pasuk says, what does the pasuk say? Ubo Alecha Kol Abrachos Ha'Elavi Hisigucha. And the bracha is going to come to you, and you have to reach it, and you will reach it. So the Ben Ish Chai says, if the bracha is coming to you, why does the bracha say you will reach it? Why does the bracha say that you have to, that it will come to you? If they come to you, they're going to reach it. Why do you have to say this double lashon and overtake you? Just say the brachas will come to you. You have to reach it. So the Ben Ish Chai says an amazing lesson. He says every single one of us have a storage of brachas from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every single one of us have a storage of blessings from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says sometimes we have to do our part to be able to deserve those brachas. We have to do, as according to the Kabbalistic Sfarim, we have to do a susa de la tata. We have to do our part to be able to draw down that bracha. That bracha is waiting for us. The bracha, the blessings, the good things is waiting for us upstairs. Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying if we're going to take the first step first. That's why the pasuk says, Ubo adecha kol abrachos ha'ela v'yisigucha. Yisigucha means that you have to do your part, and then the brachas are going to come down. Then the brachas are going to be able to come down to be able to... To be able to come and to reach you. But if you don't do your part, the brachas are going to stay up there, and you're going to be able to get those brachas. A beautiful idea from the Ben Ish Chai. And finally, idea number five. The end of the Chumash is from the Chida. Pasuk says in the end of Chamishi, Baruch Atah B'Bo'echa, U'Baruch Atah B'Seisecha. Blessed are you in your coming, and blessed you'll be in your going. And we know famous Rashi says, it's the first, Shetei Yitziyoscha Min Olam B'Lochek B'Yoscha La'olam. Gemara Baba Metzia, Daf Kuf Zayin Amaraf. That the same way you came to this world without sin, you're going to leave this world without sin. But the Chidah quotes the Gemara, the same Gemara, in the different Chazal, the Gemara says, what does it mean, Baruch Atah B'Seisecha, that you leave this world blessed? She'yiyu tzetzoe me'echa kemoischa, that your children should be like you in your death. And the Chidah explains from the Rav Yechezkel Landau Segel, the Gemara says above Abasa, Kufta Zayin Amar Aleph, that one who leaves a son like himself, a person is not called dead. If a person leaves someone keeping someone like himself, you're never dead. And the Chidah explains, what does it mean you're never dead? It's because that if you leave someone keeping Torah mitzvahs, you keep someone to be able to keeping Avodas Hashem, it's as if you're there. And what we know from the famous Chazal say, Tzadikim bin Misasam Nikr Chayim, that Tzadikim in the death, they're even called alive. Because when you have children who are mamash doing, following your Kadosh Baruch Hu's ways, then your mom is—it's like you're still alive. Matzah, the Otzot Torah says, now we know why people are so—they put so much effort to be able to chinuch habanim. So at the end of the day, you're moser nefesh for chinuch habanim. When you pass away after 120, you physically won't be here, but spiritually you very much be here when you leave the children who are mamish following in your footsteps. So let's just chazal these five ideas. We started from the first idea: why is it called Eretz Yisrael? If the Chazal Kushmir asked that, the Chassid came from Eretz Yisrael. So the Chassid said, because if he called it Avram, then the Yishmaelim would have said it's our land. If he called it Eretz Yitzchak, then the Esav said what our land. But Eretz Yisrael, all he had 12 Jews, 12 sons. But the Chazal Kushmir just said, no, it's also deeper. Because you have to act like a Kibben Yisrael. You have to act like a Jew. If you act like a Jew, then you'll be able to zochet, able to have the land. Parenthetically, just to say, Yisrael is the word Ish in it. And I know the Svarim say, Rabbi Weinberger likes to quote also, that if you take the word Ish out of Yisrael, then you're left with a Malik. A person has to have a Avodas Hashem filled with fire, and then that's a real Jew. If you take the Ish out of Yisrael, then you're left with 240, which is a Malik. That you have to mamish be on fire for Avodas Hashem. Number two, we said, V'anisa b'mar d'fnei Hashem l'kecha. V'anisa, the Tefer Shomo says, if you have another, then you'll be zoch if b'mar d'fnei Hashem l'kecha, you'll be able to have the true Avodas Hashem and true tefillah. The third word from the Al Shach HaKadosh, Arami Overavi, what's the connection between Lavan and getting to Mitzrayim? Because Al Shach is a Pashat. If Lavan didn't trick Yaakov with Rachel and Leah, then Yosef would have been the firstborn, and then the brothers would have never been jealous. But there's always a plan. You have to believe, and even when things are hard and even when things are tough, always see the Chodesh Baruch behind the plan. Finally, the fourth idea of Yisigucha, the Ben Ish Chai says, Why dafka you have to reach for the brachas? Because sometimes those brachas are there, but you have to do your part, be able to do get the brachas, and then the brachas will mamish come down. Alright, habal atar mesayin oso. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, if you do your part, you come to be purified, then I will come to help you. Finally, the fifth and final idea is the pasuk says, "Baruch atah b'seisecha," you will be blessed in your going. So the Chazal is saying of a metziah kov zayin that your children will be like you in your death. And the Chida says from Rav Chizkel and of Segel that if you do your part, even when the Gemara says in Baba Basra that even when a person dies, if he leaves someone like him, it's as if he's never dead, because he's leaving Torah, he's leaving mitzvahs, he's leaving tefillah there. So we should be zochah b'ezras Hashem as we continue to grow in the month of El, take these messages to take our connection to Eretz Yisrael very strong, to work in our another which will lead to our greater avodah Hashem, greater tefillah, to work on our amuna. Sometimes when things are hard, to be able to say, no, there's a plan here, to be able to do our part, be able to reach those brachos, b'ezras Hashem, to mechanech our children and our students, be zochah b'ezras Hashem, then we're after 120, we'll be zochah to continue in our footsteps, b'ezras Hashem, 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 b'ezras